You need to do things that don't scale. And that's having the one-on-one conversations with your clients. That's having, you know, the sitting down and creating.
This is all coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I have a special guest. All right, so let me calm down a little bit. I'm extremely excited about this interview. I don't know if I should call it an interview. You know what? I'm going to call it the lightning round with Don Lee Dumas. He's done, God knows, man, 1,400, close to 1,400, if not 1,400 lightning rounds with some of the biggest entrepreneurs in the world. But right now, it's his turn. And we're just going to go in, man. Here's the thing, man. 2 minutes, okay? You only have 2 minutes to answer any of this question, okay? We have to make the best use of the time right now, right? So the first question, your story in 2 minutes.
My story in 2 minutes. So I graduated college back in 2002 and was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the U.S. Army. Spent 4 years as an active duty officer, did a 13-month tour of duty in Iraq as an armor platoon leader. So I was in charge of 4 tanks and 16 men in a wartime environment.
Whoa.
At 26, I finished my tour of duty with the U.S. Army. So I was a free man, so to speak. So I tried law school, quit after one semester. I hated it. Tried corporate finance in Boston, Massachusetts with a company called John Hancock. Did good there, enjoyed it for a little while, but I was dying a slow death in a cubicle, so I peaced out after 18 months. Tried real estate, a little bit of this, a little bit of that for 4 years. Just never found my groove. So at the age of 32, back in 2012, I launched EO Fire, which you can see right here, which is a daily podcast where I interview today's most successful and inspiring entrepreneurs 7 days a week. We've done over 1,500 episodes now to date. We've accumulated over 40,000 listens of the show and consistently generate 6 figures of net profits revenue every single month. So we've created a business that's fun, that's profitable, and that's inspiring millions.
Great. That's the most, well, I'm sure we could go in if you wanted to go in a little bit more, but I want to keep to the time here. By the way, if you're listening to this, Don Lee Dumas is my podcasting mentor, okay? So, yes, absolutely, and we're doing fantastic. So people are going to be listening on the podcast right now too, but I'm sure we're going to get a lot of this. Now, you just mentioned the revenue, and what I like about your interview is you always ask them, how are they bringing in revenue today? You always ask them. It's about the money. If it doesn't make money, it doesn't make sense, right?
Hey, listen, you're obligated to generate revenue. You are obligated to make money because if you don't, you're going to have to stop doing what it is that you do. You're going to have to stop inspiring others or, you know, creating passionate content, and that's sad. So don't ever be, you know, afraid to make money. Like, it's part of the world that we live in.
How big is transparency in business for you?
It's everything for me because when I launched EO Fire, I didn't know how I was going to monetize, how I was going to generate revenue. So I got to see other people who were so kind and generous to be transparent and see how they generated revenue. And that just gave me ideas. That gave me hope. That gave me just a belief that I could create a business that was going to generate revenue. And so that I knew that when I got to the point when I was generating revenue, that I wanted to share that with the world, that I wanted to show our successes every single month so that people could emulate our successes. I wanted to show our failures and mistakes every month so that people could avoid our mistakes and not make the same ones that we did. And that's why every month, you know, we post our detailed income reports where we show all of our numbers, and it's over at eofire.com/income. We've now posted 37 months straight of our income reports, and we're not stopping anytime soon.
I got to be honest with you, man. That part is very scary because we make so much mistakes as entrepreneurs that you have to let down your guard a little bit to show that to the world and say, hey, this is the mistake, this is the boo-boo that I made while I was trying to do this. In fact, you go as far as showing people when you have negative percentage, when it's a little bit down, when it's high, when you show everything. But I still got to tell you, you're showing 100 grand plus per month in revenue, most people are still going to be like, hey, it's easy for him to say. How do you address that for someone that's starting and, you know, they have a little of ego that, you know, they don't want to show that?
Listen, I'll drop some truth on you.
Please.
People don't want perfection. They don't want to see just the good. You know, that's why people get sick of like going down Instagram and Facebook news feeds, because all you see is the best. You see, oh my God, here are my kids. They're so cute and we're so happy. And then a minute after that photo was taken, the kids are screaming, the parents are pulling their hair out and they're miserable. Like, we want everything. We want the good, we want the bad, we want the ugly. Why do you think reality TV show does so good? Because it's real. We want the real. Like, we want the ups, we want the downs. People aren't going to celebrate your successes if you're not willing to share your failures, because they don't just want to be like, oh my God, John, like, way to make another $100,000. Like, that gets old after about 1 month.
It does.
But it doesn't get old if I'm like, ooh, like, I did this and it just failed and it was miserable. And they're like, wow, like, John's human. He makes mistakes. I'm rooting for him next time because, you know, like, he's a human. He makes mistakes. And that was really painful. That was a painful loss. That was a painful mistake. That was a big, you know, X, Y, and Z. So that's why I'm all about transparency.
Very good. You know, in my late teen years and early 20s, I dabbled a little bit in music. I wanted to do some music professionally and stuff like that. And I tell people, a lot of people still come to me and ask me, because they know I'm in marketing now, to ask me, and I tell them, listen, nobody wants to listen to your song if they don't know how it came about. If they don't know the story. So maybe it's time to start bringing people into the studio and start sharing that and creating some content around that. Now, give us 1-3 tips how to dominate in your whatever, your niche, in your space. How do you dominate? 1-3 tips.
I'll give you 3 ingredients to dominate your niche. And this is important. If you're going to make that success stew, you need these 3 ingredients. Because just like you said, I mean, I like how you put it. Like, nobody's going to want to hear your song if they don't know the story behind it. Like, story's so important. But also, like, nobody's going to want to hear your song if somebody didn't say you're good, or if someone didn't refer you or do this or do that. Like, you got to earn that time. People's time is so valuable. So what do you do as an entrepreneur, as a small business owner, as a side hustler? You do these 3 things, these 3 ingredients. You create free, valuable, and consistent content. People are like, well, John, like, free, like, my time isn't, you know, my time is valuable. Why am I creating free stuff? Because you haven't proven yourself valuable yet. Like, people are going to pay for something that you haven't yet stepped up and proven value to them yet. So when I launched EO Fire, the podcast, if I had said, hey guys, it's $1 an episode, they'd be like, okay, whatever, forget about that. We're going to go to this episode that's free, because there are other episodes that are free. Like, why should we pay $1 to listen to a show that might A, be bad, and B, we don't know who you are? But instead, I delivered free content, a podcast, free. I delivered valuable content because I brought successful guests on my show that delivered value bombs. And then I delivered consistency. Every day of the week, I delivered an episode. So I delivered free, valuable, and consistent content. I did those 3 ingredients every single day, and I won. And it took time. For the first 9 months, I generated no revenue. The first year, we did $26,000, which isn't no money, but where I'm from, like, that's below minimum wage. So it wasn't a lot of money at the, you know, in San Diego, California, which is a really expensive place to live. So I didn't start the show and start generating big bucks. Like, it took time of doing the free, valuable, and consistent content for long enough to gets people's know, like, and trust to where that I could then offer them a product, a service, a community, you know, like a podcaster's paradise, like the Freedom Journal, fill in the blank.
Yeah. Free, valuable, and consistent content. Yeah, baby. Now, let's go on to the next one. What's the number 1 tool in your business today?
Wow. To break it down to 1, because there's so many tools that have a huge impact. I have to say my number 1 tool would be Skype, believe it or not. And, you know, the reason is because it just makes doing a daily podcast possible. Because, you know, there's great tools like Zoom. Like, this is great, but I don't do a video podcast, so I don't need the video. So Skype just allows me to easily, quickly add people. Most people are familiar with Skype. They know how to use it.
Right.
You know, like, There's not like the installing of this, that. So Skype for me is huge. It allows me to every single day interview a successful entrepreneur with good audio quality and share that interview with the world.
Now, you developed so many skills, right? You developed so many skills over the period of time that you've been an entrepreneur. Based on what you know right now, what's your highest paid skill?
I would say the art of communication. It's so important in this day and age to be able to communicate in a meaningful and intentional manner. Like, a lot of people lose because they just don't communicate correctly. Like, they just don't share their message, their mission, their voice in a correct manner. So it just goes over people's heads. And people are only going to give you a fraction of their time and only a fraction of their attention. So if you don't grab it with the right forms of communication, you know, whether that be written, audio, video, whatever it might be, you have to communicate correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Totally. Anything else is attached to that. Now, have you ever been engaged in network marketing?
You know, I've never done network marketing. I'm not really negative on network marketing in any way, shape, or form. I know there's some great network marketing companies out there that are doing great things. And I know there's some great entrepreneurs that got their chops in network marketing that have then gone on to do great things.
Cool. Now, impact. Let's talk about impact. I mean, you have all kinds of different ways that you're impacting now. You started with the podcast, right? But it's kind of growing into different forms right now. The way it's growing into different forms, how do you manage that? Because you obviously, to whom much is given, much is required, right?
So number one, master your medium. So for me, when I launched, my medium of communication was podcasting. Like, that was what I focused on. Once I crushed podcasting, and once I really got my systems and automations down, then I was able to move on to other forms of communication, like social media, like emails, like X, Y, and Z. And what I did was I slowly built my team. As I mastered one, I brought a virtual assistant in, trained them up on this, and then allowed me to take some more time off of my plate and invest it in other areas, crush that, bring in an assistant, build my team up. So now I have 9 people on Team Fire.
And 9?
Yeah, and that's people that are working, you know, 40 hours a week on the business. So, you know, it took time. It doesn't come overnight. But master your medium and then train somebody to take things off of the plate in that medium and move on to the next one.
Now, share your worst nightmare or something that happened that was really the worst that's ever happened while you were trying to hire a virtual assistant.
Wow, the worst thing that's ever happened when I've hired a virtual assistant. You know, I think that would actually be that we went through the whole process. Like, we screened, we had a video interview. We thought we had found the perfect person. We went and we told the other people that, like, sorry, no, you're not our first choice. We're going with somebody else, like, best of luck. And then we went and we started with that person. And, like, after one day, the person's like, you know, I found something else. I'm out of here. And, like, we just spent so much time finding that person. And then we, like, went back to our number two. And that person was like, oh, no, I've already been hired by somebody else. So we went to number three. And they were like, you know, okay, like, but, you know, they were like our number three, and they never ended up being that good. So that was kind of a nightmare, and it was just kind of a bad hire on our part.
You got that unlocked so much. You have a system in place that they actually went through the system, so it was hard to actually make that a nightmare, was it?
Yeah, it's true.
Now, nice one. Now, sales conversion. What is your mindset when it comes, when you're putting the sales, obviously you're communicating, you're putting the sales presentation together? What's your mindset when you start thinking about how to get that person to make the next move? You know you have the right product, right? But you gotta obviously do certain things to make it comfortable for the person to make that move. What is your mindset?
It comes back to communication, like something we've already talked about, and it's so important to go back there, because if you are willing to have one-on-one conversations with your audience, like, actually get on a Skype call for 5-10 minutes and just talk to them about their struggles, their pain points, their challenges, about the solution that you want to provide them in the form of a product, a service, community, and you really listen, and you're going to hear them speak and use certain words, certain vocabulary. And then what you can do is then use that vocabulary in the copy that you're doing to sell that product, that service, that community, which you're never going to know what their real words are that they're using to describe their struggles. And there's actually a great quote, I think it's by Zig Ziglar, or maybe it's Jay Abraham, that if you can define your client's problem better than they can, you win. And you'll be able to do that if you have conversations with multiple potential clients, listen to them, and then craft a copy around that. And that's not scalable. That's not leverageable. So people don't do it and they're scared of it. But you need to sometimes do things that don't scale. That's important. And you need to get that vocabulary from the lips, literally, of your clients.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree. Now, you use what I would consider evergreen funnels in selling your podcast, your product, your beautiful product, Podcast Paradex, right? And how big is that? I also noticed that there's a lot of things that you've systemized. Or maybe I should ask the question, how big are systems in your business?
They're huge. So I'll give you the funnel that is, in a sense, evergreen for Podcasters Paradise is, I created a completely free course on how to create, grow, and monetize your podcast in 15 days. You can find it at freepodcastcourse.com. Yes. You go there, you can sign up with your email, you can take that course, and now you're going to get 15 days of great free content from me. And during those 15 days, you're also going to get an email from me, as well as after those 15 days being like, hey guys, we're throwing a free podcast masterclass right now. I'd love for you to join.
Right.
And they're going to join that masterclass, and I'm going to deliver great value during the hour webinar that I have. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of that, I'm going to pitch Podcasters Paradise. So by this point, they've gone through a 15-day course. They've just sat through an hour of a great webinar. And now they're thinking about taking things to the next level with our premier community, Podcasters Paradise, right, which has over 3,000 members, which has done over $4 million in revenue to date.
Thank you for that. Figured
out the funnel, and that's the funnel that we use.
Yeah, I love it because I spy on top producers all the time, and I've gone through it, I've purchased it, and I know how it works, and I get that email every week inviting me to that masterclass, you know. And the question I have for you after that, isn't that boring? Doesn't that get boring for you?
You know, it could, because it's the exact same webinar that I put on. Like I change up very little, and I've been doing it now for 3 years. But the reality is I enjoy the content. I enjoy teaching. You know, there's teachers that get up and they teach the same course every year for 20, 30, 40 years. And, you know, I do one day a week, an hour. For 1 hour, one day a week, you know, I'm teaching the same content. Like, I just have a mindset shift and say, you know what, this isn't necessarily new, but I'm getting pretty darn good at delivering this content because I do it so often, and it just is part of my process.
Now, anytime somebody, I noticed when I purchased, right, you sent a personalized video to me, right? Do you actually do that to every single one of those people?
Every single person that joins Podcasters Paradise. And I'm not sure when you join, but people now, and I've been doing this for a long time, but now they get a personal, they get an email that says, can we talk? And if they fill out the form in that email that says, can we talk? I actually call every single person on the cell phone and I say, hola, like, I just wanted to thank you for joining Podcasters Paradise, voice to voice. This is JLD. Like, just wanted to thank you.
Me, it's real.
And, you know, I'm like, hey, listen, this is just my welcome. And thank you for putting your trust in Kate and myself. And it's a quick call, but, you know, it's really me. And it's me making that call.
You know, I've always practiced something like that in my business. And, you know, like, take it up a notch with the connection with the new customers and stuff. But when I found yours, I'm like, whoa, that's another level entirely, you know. you know, when somebody hear my voice and they've been following for a while, it's just exciting for them. If they're the right customer, especially. But when I saw that, I was like, oh, that's beautiful. I actually just purchased a book, Your Word, with what's his name? Carmichael Evans, who I'm going to be interviewing tomorrow as well. Evan Carmichael's on YouTube. He sent something like that too. And I was like, you know what? This is something that the average person is not doing. Everybody's looking to automate everything, including connections with people. You understand the connection with the audience.
And like I said, earlier. I'll say it again. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need to do things that don't scale. You need to do things that don't scale. And that's having the one-on-one conversations with your clients. That's having, you know, the sitting down and creating a video or making a phone call. Like it's doing the things that don't scale makes all the difference in the world.
So you can do overkill in scalability too. Because, you know, the best of us are very particular. We want things to be scalable, but it can be overkill as well too.
No, we know when it's automated.
Yeah, that's true. Now, when I look at your income disclosure, income report every month, I am a big fan of that. I'm checking out every month, right? I notice somewhere between $2,000-$4,000 at most, $3,000 in marketing budget or marketing cost, right? How the hell do you manage to do that? What's the secret behind spending $3,000 and building $100,000 in revenue every month? What's the secret?
Organic traffic, baby. I mean, it's organic, and that's what I love. You know, podcast is evergreen. It's organic. People find the show. They listen. They hear me talk about the Freedom Journal. They hear me talk about free podcast course, Podcaster's Paradise. They hear me talk about the things on the show and the intros and the outros. So it's just, it's all organic. You know, I send out emails to my list, and, you know, building an email list is free if you do it right. And so I'm building my email list and I'm able to market to them as well. So we don't spend a ton on marketing, you know, some months more than others, if we're doing a big, you know, joint venture push or something, but you know, it's a pretty low overhead.
Yeah, it's beautiful because I tell people all the time, I mean, I feel like it actually creates sustainability as well in your business. Because there's only so much you can spend on marketing budget, and if you're not careful, you're going to run out of money soon if you're not putting all these agents out there. Now, Kickstarter. You did that big old Kickstarter campaign for Freedom Journal. Right after this, you could tell us a little bit about Freedom Journal, which I have. Hello. I need to show mine. I need to show mine, right? I needed to show it, right? So, you know, what's the difference between using what's the difference between using Kickstarter for this and doing it the traditional way? I'm doing a launch the traditional way. Did you find that more fulfilling?
So we talked a lot earlier about transparency, and I love about Kickstarter is that that's a third-party platform. Like, I don't have access to that. So the numbers you see on Kickstarter, those are the numbers. Those are the amount of backers I have. Those are the amount of dollars that I'm raising. It's all there in a third party. Now, I know that most of my audience is going to trust me because I haven't given them a reason not to trust me. But, you know, everybody likes to be skeptical. So they could be like, oh, well, John can manipulate those numbers behind the scenes. Like, is he really doing that well? I just wanted to take away, like, that possibility and just be transparent, open, show people what I was doing and why I was doing it. And, you know, the platform was there. I didn't want to recreate the wheel. And so, you know, I made it happen. So I enjoyed Kickstarter for that reason. If people want to learn about that Kickstarter campaign, it's epic. Kate wrote literally a 60-minute post.
Jesus Christ, that post, man. I gotta be honest with you. I have to go back there and properly soak it in.
It's huge. It's a huge post. EOFire.com/Kickstarter will take you to that post, and it's just epic. EOFire.com/Kickstarter. But, you know, to end, you know, the Freedom Journal was my passion project, and it was just by doing all the things we talked about today. I asked my audience, what are you struggling with? They said, we're struggling setting and accomplishing goals. Mm. So I created the solution for them, and that's the Freedom Journal. As you can see, it's a beautiful hardcover, gold embossed, high quality. I mean, Ola, is this not high quality? I mean,
when we call that packaging where I'm from. I'm from Nigeria. My parents are from Nigeria. We call that packaging.
Packaging.
That package is on point. Yeah, absolutely. It's on point. You know, like when people see that, they want it, you know, and especially knowing that it's actually physical, you know, we can create mock-ups, we can create 3Ds and stuff like that all day long. But it's beautiful to see that. Now, we're running out of time here, but let's see if you can knock it out really quickly. Now, in 5 years, what do you see yourself?
That'll be an easy question because I really don't look that far in the future. I'm just so aware that things change so fast in our world that take the time and energy and bandwidth to plan that far ahead because I don't know where I'm going to be in 5 months.
All right, so two more questions, personal. When are you and Kate going to stop traveling so much and start creating those babies?
You know, I do feel a responsibility to pop out some young ones because Kate has such good genes. So that's probably going to happen sooner than later. What's the next question?
Is there any challenge working with your life partner?
There really is. And you just have to know that and set boundaries and not just have every conversation be about work. It has to be about personal. And, you know, we talk about her family and my family. And, you know, we enjoy having dinner and watching, you know, TV together at night on shows that we like and just unwind. So you got to have that balance.
Yeah, man. This audience appreciates you for coming on here and dropping those bombs. Thank you so much. It's probably the longest lightning round you've ever done, right?
Ever. And I want to say, like, dude, follow in Ola's footsteps, thefreedomjournal.com. Accomplish your number one goal in 100 days. Join us.
Thank you so much. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one. And peace.
Hey, do you want my steps to six-figure PDF? Do you want that? Do you want my free ebook on how to make six figures income in simple steps? Simply go to networkmarketing2show.com. networkmarketing2show.com.